Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3400BN. Today's date is July 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is SAVAK Passes House, Traitors Everywhere. Confirmed, it flushed out Barack Obama right on schedule. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. Really think about what you have been witnessing and think about the entire mission. The entire mission from the very, very beginning was to take the country back. And to take the country back, the people, they needed to see the true enemy. They needed to see the traitors of this country. The people needed to see the treasonous individuals who've been stealing from this country, who've been setting this country up to fail, who've been working against the Constitution, working against everything that we believe in. And the only way to actually show the people of this country is to actually bring them down this road where you can see who the traitors are. You could see who the treasonous people are. You can see how the elections are rigged. You could see how they're trying to destroy this fine, incredible country. The people now, they are seeing it. I do believe Trump set the deep state up so people could see very, very clearly who these individuals are. And every step of the way, what you are seeing who they are. I mean, let's just say, for example, Biden. Now, we know that Biden isn't controlling everything. He's taking orders from Obama. But what have people been seeing? The people have been seeing the policies that they're pushing. Now, this is the 16-year policies. The policies are to destroy this country. It's not to make the country better. Obama used Biden as the front man. He was going to use Kamala as the front woman, but instead he got Biden. And he told Biden pretty much what to do. Open the borders. This is what you got to do. We got to start war out in the Middle East. We got to start war with Ukraine, with Russia. We got to basically destroy the economy. We got to infiltrate the schools. We got to bring in as many terrorists and as many Muslims and Chinese as possible. Because again, this is infiltration from within. And this is what we have to do. Now, Obama, he's in the basement. Biden is taking all the hits. Everything that has been done, everyone, the D's, I should say, believe it's Biden. Maybe there's some Republicans and independents that believe it's Biden. But it's Obama who's conducting everything. He's been conducting this from the very, very beginning. So now people realize that everything that Biden has been doing has been destroying this country. The people also understand that he has 20 shell companies. He's been working for foreign governments. Hunter and Joe Biden, they were involved in the business dealings. Joe was hiding classified information. The people, they understand this. They see, yes, there is major, major problems with Biden. He is corrupt. He is a criminal. And people are definitely seeing that. Now, let's take this to the next level. Think about Congress. We have the House. We have the Senate. Now, Trump, he needed everyone to see who the traitors really are. And I do believe this is why Johnson came to Mar-a-Lago, met with Trump. They made their announcement and they pushed out the SAVE Act. And this was very simple. You have to be a citizen to vote in the elections. He knew the D's were going to push back. He knew the D's were going to use excuses of racism, that brown and black people, they can't vote. So basically they're racist themselves if they're saying that brown and black people, they're just not smart enough to vote because you might need an ID and you might have to prove that you're a citizen. I think there's many individuals that would love to prove that they're citizens and they would be very, very proud to vote in the elections. But Trump and the Patriots, they knew that by pushing this and having the vote in the House, because again, the Republicans are in control. I do believe the Patriots have a little bit of control of exposing and doing other things. He knew that the D's would pretty much vote all against it. And that's pretty much what happened. The SAVE Act passed in the House and the D's, except for five, I believe, they all voted against this bill. Everyone in this country now can see who the traitors really are. It actually confirms what they want to do in the presidential election, and that is cheat. And they're making excuses that these people will be marginalized, they won't be able to vote, like the LGBTQ. Really? A gay person can't go to vote and just prove that they're a citizen? What's the problem with that? A person that believes that they're a woman, dressed up as a woman, they can't go to vote and they can't prove their citizenship? Why not? Oh, because they can't use an ID? They use an ID for everything. To get on a plane, to get welfare, to book a hotel, to book a car, to open a bank account, to get Medicaid, Social Security, to get unemployment, to get a fishing license, to rent a car, to register a car, to get a hotel motel room, to get prescriptions, adopt a pet, donate blood, to actually go to a pawn shop and sell something. I mean, really think about this. So their argument is completely and utterly falling apart with the American people. It's not working. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen. Now the people see who the true traitors are. Now, of course, this bill is going to go to the Senate. Now, the Senate is controlled by who? The Democrats. So most likely, it probably won't get past the Democrats. So if it does get past the Democrats and they say, yeah, you know something, we're all for it. You know what Biden's going to do? He's going to veto it because, again, this is the only way they can win. They say it's illegal to vote in the election because you have to be a citizen. Why don't we have the SAVE Act to actually prove that you're a citizen? That is the check when you go into the voting booth. Plus, there are two old laws on the books, and every state can order the rolls, the voting rolls of all the people in their state, and they can break it down to see who's a citizen. So anyone that votes, you can check and make sure, even when the mail-in ballots come in. But again, they don't want to use any of this. Why? Because they won't be able to cheat in the election. And this now shows everyone who the true traitors are in this country. Remember, these people, they weren't voted in. They were installed in these positions. How were they installed? We've had a cheating system going on for a very long time. Most of the people are just seeing it now. Most of the people believed that, hey, these were always fair elections. No, they were not. The deep state players put their cheating system into place to take control of this country. And I do believe, if we go back to the beginning, when Trump came down the escalator, the entire mission is to expose the deep state and to destroy the deep state. If you don't know who the deep state is, how are we going to take back the country? How are we going to destroy them? We can't. So we need to bring these individuals front and center. I do believe we're going to be bringing Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama front and center. And I do believe this whole thing with Biden that's going on right now is being driven by Barack Obama. And I do believe this is part of Trump's plan to flush him out. And it looks like Trump confirmed it today with a post, and it looks like it's right on schedule. And when you really look, there are traitors everywhere. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi, because something interesting just came out about her staffer. An ex-Senate staffer has come forward with allegations that she was sexually assaulted by a former aide to one-time House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A police report obtained by the San Francisco Chronicle details Zara Hagee's accusation against Kevin Ortiz. Hagee, a former aide to the San Francisco City Supervisor Raphael Mandelman, has also worked for Senator Alex Padilla. She claims Ortiz sexually assaulted her in March and April of 2021. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if this is all true. And if you notice, it links back to Nancy Pelosi. And if you notice, there's a lot of these individuals that have been sexually assaulting many people. Because remember, a lot of these people have also visited Epstein Island, and they're all part of the criminal syndicate. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Ana Paulina Luna, she pushed the inherent contempt against Merrick Garland, and it failed in Congress. Now, there were a lot of individuals that were not present for the vote, like Brian Mast, like Massey. So the vote failed. And this was going to fine Merrick Garland $10,000 each day until he gave up the audio tapes. So there were a couple of Republicans, which we should call them rhinos, they decided they were going to vote against this. And that was Tom McClintock, John Duarte, David Joyce, and Mike Turner. They decided to vote against this. Now, Representative Ana Paulina Luna, she is not giving up. Remember, it took two votes to censure Adam Schiff. So she is going to bring the vote back to the floor with legislative appropriations when members are there. So we're going to have all the members there, and she's going to vote on this once again, which if this passes, this will put a lot of pressure on Merrick Garland to produce the audio tapes. Remember, to trade out Biden, the optics have to look pretty darn good. And I do believe that Barack Obama told Merrick Garland, hold on to the tapes, hold on to them for dear life until you're forced to produce them. And this is the ammunition that will be used to get rid of Biden. Remember, it has to look natural on the world stage. And I do believe once people hear the audio tapes, this is when the 25th Amendment is going to come in. But once again, I do believe they want Biden to be the nominee. And this is why Clyburn is saying we're going to ride with Biden, because when you look at the ballots and what and the delegates and what they have to do here, it's very, very difficult. Plus, in certain red states, I do believe the Republicans would push back very, very hard and exhaust their funds. And I'm talking about the Democrat funds, and they wouldn't be able to make headway by changing the delegates. So I do believe it's much easier just to have Biden run its course, let the people see him break down over time. And then once he's the nominee, that's when the changes can be made. And I do believe that's exactly what they're preparing for. Now, before we get to all of that, let's talk about what's happening on the border, because you can see the border is completely and utterly wide open, and we have a lot of illegals coming in. And it's not just here in this country. It's around the world, because, again, what does the central bank, the World Economic Forum, the deep state players want? They want us fighting each other, fighting the illegals. They want a civil war worldwide, a civil war in every single one of these countries. Why? Because they like to keep us fighting each other while they push their agenda. But what people are seeing now, they're starting to realize having all these illegals coming into the country, most of them are criminals, and they're committing rape. They're committing other crimes. They're committing murder. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. David Atherton put this out on X and says, Denmark reported rapists by national origin. And when you look at it, you could see that the rapists are the individuals from all other countries. Afghanistan, Turkey, Pakistan, Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Morocco, Somalia. And when you look at those individuals that are in Denmark, the citizens, they have the lowest number of 0.7. Somalians, they have the highest number of 15.7. Then Morocco is 7.5. And when you add all this up, you could see it's all the illegals that have come into the country. And when you look at the crime now here in this country, in the United States, you could see it's pretty much the same. But what have the D's done? They decided in some of their blue cities, they decided not to report the crime. So they're making the case that crime's going down. Of course, if you just disregard the data and you say we're not going to report on it, of course everything goes down. Of course crime goes down. It's almost like inflation. Hey, you know what? We're not going to count fuel, food, insurance, and anything else in the inflation calculation. Hey, look, inflation's going down. Isn't this incredible? It's the same playbook they use over and over and over. But I do believe the people, they see it, they understand it, because they see the crime all over the place, and they're realizing that it's illegal after illegal after illegal, and it's most of the time it's the illegals that they're setting free. They're arrested, they're taken into custody, and then we have the Democratic judge saying, okay, we're just going to release them. Actually, this is all part of their plan if you really look at it, because they need these people on the street for what? Chaos when we come get, when we get closer and closer to the election. But the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they want to control the flow of information, and they have many mechanisms to do this. And I do believe each one is failing because each one is being exposed, which means they're going to have a very difficult time trying to control information as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And they tried to bring down X by suing Elon Musk after he fired or laid off all the people in the company because he didn't need all these individuals. And they sued him for $500 million. And a California judge handed Elon Musk a win in a lawsuit filed over the mass firings of staff at Twitter after he took over the social media platform in October of 2022. So they were suing him for $500 million and the employees lost. And this is how they were trying to destroy his company. But once again, that has failed. And we also learn that the government was involved in censoring people. We've also learned that GARM, they were also holding back advertisers trying to destroy different companies because it didn't fit their narrative. Gabe Kamansky put this out and said, Musk's ex rejoined GARM this month, the same coalition at heart of the judiciary GOP's report on alleged censorship that Musk is responding to here. So yes, Musk, his company joined GARM, and now Elon is responding to what he just saw in Congress and says, having seen the evidence unearthed today by Congress, X has no choice but to file suit against the perpetrators and collaborators in the advertising boycott racket. Hopefully, some states will consider criminal prosecution. So now Elon Musk is turning on them, and we'll have to see how this all plays out, because I do believe by suing, and then we see other attorney generals start to create the lawsuits and go after GARM, I do believe GARM is going to be in a very difficult position, and they won't be able to tell anyone what to do. And I don't believe they'll have the power they once had. And I think this is going to break down completely and utterly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know out in France, we see that Macron, he has basically let in the communist regime to help him win the elections. Did he actually really win? I don't believe he did. But what's very interesting about this is that the Socialist and Green Coalition, they are now demanding quite a bit from him. Andy Ngo put this out and said, the Communist, Socialist, and Green Coalition that performed well at the French election say they want a 90% tax on the wealthy, lower retirement to 60, cap food prices, increase minimum wage, hire more state employees, and increase their salaries and more. So if Macron moves forward with this, he's going to destroy France, which means he's done for. If he doesn't go along with this, the party that supported him, they're going to say, hey, we're out. He's done, no matter which way you look at this. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. It's almost like he was set up. And it looks like he really was set up. And when you look out in the UK, you can see that the new prime minister, he's just following everything the old prime minister did. And this is going to come back to haunt him, just like everything else. Right now, the leftist prime minister, Starmer, he has greenlit the use of British missiles by the Ukrainian military to strike the Russian mainland. How do you think this is going to work out in the end? You think the people of the UK, when war starts, they're going to be looking at this individual saying, what did you just do? You just started a war? And I do believe this is going to pave the way for Nigel Farage to come in. Remember, sometimes you need to show the people. Sometimes you need to show the people, look, you think these people are good. You think these people are working in your best interest. But just wait, their actions, they're going to speak a lot louder than words. And when the people of these countries see this, this is when the people are going to turn on them, and they will turn on them. Just like the people are turning on Biden right now, because what have people been witnessing? They've been witnessing Biden destroy this country. And the people from the very beginning, I'm not even talking about his dementia, they started to turn on him. And that's why his poll numbers were dropping like a rock. Remember, his base, they were kept in the dark about his dementia and everything else. Because remember, CNBC, CNN, MSNBC and the rest, they were spinning the news and hiding it from them. But the majority of the country, they were moving away. And those people that were awake in the Tea Party, when they look on social media, they saw something and they said, whoa, wait a minute, this is no good. He's destroying the country and he can't function. Now it's getting worse and worse for him. We'll be talking a lot more about him a little bit later. But first, it looks like South Korea, they're preparing to use a Star Wars laser defense system to take out North Korean drones. So when South Korea starts to blast the drones out of the air, what do you think North Korea is going to do? I do believe we're starting to see war build up all over the place, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And I do believe this is why you had Viktor Orban traveling around meeting Zelensky, meeting Putin, meeting Xi, because once again, Zelensky's looking at the situation saying, okay, when Trump wins the election, all the funds coming into Ukraine, that's going to come to a screeching halt. This is why Zelensky's out there trying to show the world he's open to a peace deal. Same thing with Putin. He knows that when Trump comes back into office, it's peace through strength, and Putin, he's going to listen to Trump. Same thing with Xi. Jennifer Jacobs put this out and said, Kiev wants to convene a second meeting to achieve a fair peace settlement in Ukraine before the U.S. elections in November, this time with Russia attending. The push to organize the meeting before the U.S. elections points to a sense of urgency on the part of Ukraine as it faces the prospect of Trump returning to the White House. So you think Zelensky's going to want peace? This is why Trump is saying, I know all the players. I know how to have peace, because Trump is no longer going to fund Zelensky's war. He's not going to pay him off anymore, which means everyone's going to see that Ukraine lost. Ukraine can't function. Ukraine is going to implode on itself. And I do believe Putin is going to work with Trump. Xi is going to work with Trump. But again, we have to get there. And you could see that war is now building across the globe. But I do believe with these leaders out there saying, listen, I will listen to Trump. I will listen to what he has to say. The people, they're hearing this. They understand this. And this is why Trump is saying, if you elect me, I know the players. The players actually want me to negotiate peace. The other side, what are you going to see? You're going to see false flags. You're going to see Biden and team push war. You're going to see war being built up in the Middle East on the Ukraine-Russian border, North Korea, South Korea, probably China and Taiwan. You're going to see all this play out. And you're going to see one side pushing war, just like you saw with the new prime minister in UK. He's allowing Ukraine to fire missiles into Russia. So you're going to see war on one side, and you're going to hear the leaders say, we would like Trump to negotiate peace. So as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, people are going to hear this. People are going to say, well, wait a minute. I don't want to go to war. I know what war is going to be like. And this is not going to be a war like World War One or World War Two or Vietnam. War is going to be fought here on our land, just like the Revolutionary War, because missiles can reach the United States. And I do believe people are going to get a scare event like we've never seen before. Because if there is some type of missile that is fired at the United States, or if missiles are delivered to the Russian warships in Ukraine, in Cuba, and Russian missiles, medium range and long range, are delivered to Ukraine and to North Korea, people are going to look at this and go, okay, why is this happening right now? And if there is some type of launch and the missile is intercepted, maybe over the ocean, people are going to be afraid. People are going to say, wait a minute, we can't allow this to happen. We need peace. And very interestingly, is that Viktor Orban, he will be visiting Trump in Florida after the NATO summit. The timing is very, very interesting, just like the timing with Biden. Because remember, Kamala Harris, all the people in Hollywood, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, NPR, New York Times, you name it, Washington Post, they were all covering for Biden. They knew there were problems, but they were covering it up. And if you go back in time, you can see the cover-up. Molly put this out on X and said, Democrat propaganda outlet CNN is now running wild with stories about Biden needing to step down to help the Democratic Party win in November. But what they were saying about media outlets who reported the facts of Biden's problem days before the debate, let's look. CNN anti-speech activist and censorship promoter Oliver Darcy said that noticing problems at the big Hollywood George Clooney fundraiser meant you were misleading readers. That's interesting. Yes, CNN literally had Oliver Darcy call the New York Post to complain on behalf of Joe Biden that they covered POTUS as mentally incapacitated. CNN has in no way apologized for calling such accurate coverage misleading as part of their censorship and anti-speech efforts. In March, CNN had Oliver Darcy lead his anti-speech newsletter with a report that Special Counsel Hur's characterization of Joe Biden's mental capacities was a lie that the media had fallen for. He praised media activists for saying Hur had overstated Biden's problem. So they've been covering this up for a very long time. And now Obama has given them permission to go all out and attack Biden. Remember who's driving this? It's Obama. I do believe Trump set this up, pushed the deep state into this position by accepting the debate. And I think Obama was behind this because he wanted to expose Biden. And Obama now is pushing very hard to remove Biden. And this is why he allowed the fake news, Hollywood. Let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you. So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there is one thing Dr. Lakey asks from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. The corporations and everyone else to go after Biden. And you could see that Joe Biden, he wants a payout. He doesn't want to just leave. We know that Jill Biden doesn't. We know that Hunter Biden is now acting chief of staff. He is a firewall now, and Obama cannot get to Joe Biden with Jeff Zients. So now Obama has to push really, really hard to get rid of Joe Biden. And I do believe this is how Trump flushed him out. Think about what's happening right now. Why would Trump want Obama's front and center? Why would he want Hillary Clinton front and center? This is about taking back the country. The people must see the traitors. The people must see who's treasonous to this country. The people must see who has been destroying this country and who cheated and overthrew the duly elected president of the United States and who spied on the duly elected president of the United States. And I do believe this is coming full circle. And Trump and the Patriots, they want everyone to see this election. And I do believe we're going to get a lot of information that's going to come out about the Bidens and Hillary Clinton, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But first, we could see that Biden now wants to prove to everyone that he can still function. And he was going to have a press conference today, which I do believe it's still on, but they changed the times from 5:30 to 6:30. And that could be a very dangerous time. Jason Miller put this out and said, risky. This is outside the performance window. Now, I do believe that Biden, do I think he's just going to stare at the wall and shake someone's hand that doesn't exist or look like he's going to the bathroom? I don't think so. I do believe that this is going to be completely and utterly controlled. Election Wizard put this out and said, the bar is so low right now that Biden doesn't have to knock it out of the park at his big boy. And it's funny that they're calling it a big boy press conference. He just needs to crash and burn. A mediocre performance will give him the leverage to resist any calls for him to step aside. RNC Research put this out and said, CNN, cabinet officials are expected to submit their questions and talking points in advance of meeting with Biden. The entire display is kind of an act. Yes, it's a show. He's going to get all the questions. They're going to be someone that's controlling everything. And he's going to know exactly how to answer each and every one of the questions. It's one gigantic show. He's going to be reading the teleprompter, or maybe he could memorize it. Who knows? But you could see that this is being put on just to keep him in there long enough to become the nominee. And I do believe that he will be the nominee. And this is when Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest really make their move to take him out. Now, what's very interesting is that the members of the PA legislature, they're holding a rally at the PA Capitol, Pennsylvania, called Biden for President. Nobody showed up. A dozen people showed up. Half are reporters. Trump War Room put this out and said, is this bad? Biden headquarters? Seems bad. So how can no one be showing up if he got 81 million votes? I think that tells you everything you need to know. And it looks like the late night comedians, they got their 4 a.m. talking points. Remember, all of this is being driven by Obama. He's conducting the entire thing. He controls everything. Biden does not. And he's told Colbert, he's told all these individuals to now move away from Biden. And that's exactly what is happening. We have Fallon now mocking Biden. We have Colbert and Jon Stewart. They're all mocking Biden. They were instructed to do this. Now, we know that Clooney yesterday, he wrote an op-ed saying that Biden must drop out. And it looks like Barack Obama may have pulled protection from Biden. And it looks like Clooney contacted Obama to give him a heads up. I do believe what really happened was Obama gave the signal to say, yes, go ahead. Make your move. Everyone, start making your move. He had his people put this information out here. Do I think Obama contacted Clooney himself? No, I think there were others that contacted him, and Clooney contacted Obama to confirm everything. Remember, optics are very, very important for Obama. He likes to stay in the shadows. He likes to stay in the background. He doesn't want to come out and say, like, hey, I'm orchestrating all this. Remember, if you're going to introduce or sneak in a candidate, it can't look like you're really involved in this. You need to really separate yourself. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening right now. And what we see happening right now is they're now pushing to remove Biden. Now, it has to be done a little bit at a time. The people of this country, especially the Tea Party, they must see this, and the people must demand a change. But they need Biden to become the nominee first. Why? Because it's really too late for the Dems to replace Biden. Because to remove the delegates and change things up, it'd be very, very difficult. So it looks like in a lot of the red states, if they try to change things up there, it looks like the Republicans, the governors, secretary of states, they would force Dems to drain resources on legal challenges. And this would be a no-win situation, and this wouldn't work. And I do believe Obama and team, I do believe they know this. They know that this is a no-go. And I do believe this is why Obama and his team are, and Clyburn, this is why they're saying, we're going to ride with Biden. They need him to be the nominee. Once he's the nominee, it's much, much easier to get rid of him. It's much, much easier to have a change of batter and sneak one in. Sean Davis put this out and said, Democrats can't get a new nominee as long as Joe Biden is president. That leaves them two options, one of which is Biden resigning. Well, no, that's coming when we start seeing pardons for various members of the Biden crime family, because there's no way he'll leave with a mere promise that Harris will pardon them on her way out. And I agree with him. I do believe you'll know when things are going south for Biden and when he's getting ready to be removed is when you see him start to pardon people. And I do believe when you look at Hunter Biden and his lawyers, where they tried to appeal the case, you know, have a new trial twice, I think they got word, no, what's going to happen is that eventually when Biden gets his payoff and he is forced out, they will allow him to pardon his son. And I do believe when we see that, that's how we will know that everything is about to change. And there is a plot to remove Biden. And the individuals that are running the plot are Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer. And you're going to see them all come on board with getting rid of Biden. Now, Nancy Pelosi, she's still not all on board, but you're going to see her come into the fold. Actually, Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he has privately signaled to donors he's open to dumping Biden. Schumer responded to Axios reports, and he says, as I have made clear reportedly, publicly, and privately, I support Biden and remain committed to ensuring Donald Trump is defeated in November. So I do believe he's already signaling that, yes, I will make a change if it's necessary. And I do believe you're going to see Pelosi do this. And as we get closer and closer to the Democrat nomination, which is going to happen in July, you're going to see these individuals come out of the woodwork and they're going to say, okay, we need to change him out. Now, I do believe what's going to happen is they're going to push everything that they have at Biden. And remember, they have the audio tapes from her. And again, they needed to make it look like it's naturally happening. They need to look like that, hey, look, the tapes got out there. Now people can see that he can't function. Now it's out in the open. And now everyone is on board. Plus, once the tapes are released, this is going to be a national security issue, which means, yes, the Republicans would love to have Biden in there. But when you're looking at the country and as the economy is breaking down, as we have the open borders and as we're approaching war, they're going to have to do what's best for this country. Because if we do enter war, which I do believe we're going to be very, very close, you cannot have someone that cannot function in government. And this is why the Republicans will eventually join in. And John Ratcliffe says foreign leaders are more aware of Biden's frailties than the American public, and they use Biden's weakness to advance their own agenda. So if foreign leaders know this and the foreign leaders realize that Biden's not going to be able to do anything, are they going to hesitate in invading, let's say, Taiwan, like China invading Taiwan? Would North Korea hesitate in firing a missile or doing something? No, they wouldn't. So this sounds like a national security issue. Now, all this is being built up right now. And I do believe Obama, he wants the people to actually push Biden out. And it looks like that is actually working. Election Wizard put this out on X and says, ABC News, 67% of Americans call for Biden to drop out. More than 85% say he's too old. So we're almost up to 70% now. The people are now speaking and saying he cannot be in this position. So once he becomes the nominee, we're going to see the country rapidly move towards war. You're going to see the economy really break down. And the people, they're going to demand that someone else step in. And this is why the New York Times put this out and said that the Biden campaign is quietly testing Vice President Kamala Harris' viability against Trump in a head-to-head survey of voters. So Biden advisors are discussing how to convince him to step aside. So basically, translation of all of this is that they already know Kamala is going to step in. They already know that she has to be the presidential candidate. And they are now leaking this information out. So the people, their base, they understand this. And you'll see more and more of this information out there. And you will see more and more information about, that comes out about Hillary Clinton. Because there are polls that are already asking voters whether they would support Hillary Clinton as president. Even international news outlets are posting this information. When did Hillary enter the race? She didn't. They're putting it out there because they want to know what people think. They want to build this up, and they're actually projecting out there. Now, again, they're asking if Hillary be president, but I do believe what's going to happen is they just can't take a white woman and replace Kamala with Hillary Clinton, a white woman for a black woman. It doesn't go along with their DEI. So I do believe what will happen is most likely Hillary Clinton will probably be the VP. And remember, the Democratic firm Ben Dixon and Amandi, they conducted a poll to see how the public would respond to a Clinton presidency. So most of the individuals believe that Biden will not be able to go into a second term, that Biden should be removed. And they ask, who do you think should fill the shoes of Biden? And the people say, well, it should be a Clinton-Harris or a Harris-Clinton ticket. So this is very, very interesting. They're saying that is a stronger ticket than Biden-Harris. So I do believe what they're doing already, they're building the narrative and they are now pushing this out there. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they wanted Hillary Clinton and the Obamas to come back into focus because, again, this is about taking back the country. This is about showing the people who the traitors are, showing the people who are treasonous to this country. And the only way to do this is to put them in the spotlight. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening right now. Biden was already in the spotlight. Everyone knows he has shell companies. Everyone knows he has dealings with foreign government. Everyone knows he has dealings now with Hunter, with foreign governments. Even the D's are learning this now. Why? Because the networks are allowed to talk about it. So the people, they are understanding that Biden was running a criminal enterprise. So if he was running a criminal enterprise, what about Hillary Clinton? What about Obama? Yeah, they were too. But again, do the people know this? Absolutely not. Are the people going to find out? Absolutely. And I think what Trump and the Patriots have had to do is they had to flush Obama out. And I do believe this is exactly why Trump and the Patriots are continually saying, let Biden stay in, let Biden stay in. Reverse psychology, which means they're going to push everything that they have to get him out of there. And that's exactly what's happening. What's very interesting is Trump, he put up a video of Biden with George Clooney. And Biden says he just had a bad night. But when you look at this post on Truth, the video is 19 seconds and the post is at 1:08 a.m. So let me just read post 19. This is October 31st, 2017. Why do D's want to control the black population? Why do they intentionally keep poor and in need? Why do D's project racism on a daily basis against R's? Why do black elected officials do the crazy talk on behalf of D's? How do D's cover the historical facts of forming the Confederacy, KKK, and oppose all things pro-black, RE legislation? What happens if D's lose the slave grip on the black population, which they are? Why do D's, through the funding of the CIA, prop up and install Hollywood and media assets, George Clooney and the others? Does this fall within the Operation Mockingbird? What were the historical advantages D's gained by having mainstream media and famous people peddling narrative? Who exposed the pedo network within Hollywood? You can't answer the above, but we'll laugh once disclosed details. The network, which controls this false narrative, which in turn keeps the black pop under control, is being dismantled. False, local, and national black leaders will be exposed next as shills for the D Party. Follow the money. Maxine Waters has $4 million worth of homes and cash assets in excess of $6 million. How is that possible? One example? All of these questions will help to paint the full picture. So here you're seeing the Hollywood people, they're being exposed. You see that they're working for the D Party. It's very, very easy to see. And when you look at Post 108, this November 5th, 2017, Election Day, very interesting. It said it flushed Barack Obama out. Why is that relevant? Because I do believe Trump and the Patriots want Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama front and center. Because now it's open season on these individuals. They set a precedent where, yes, you could attack these individuals. And since we just talked about the black population, how they're losing them, The Daily Show, and this is coming from N Wokeness, asked a random group of black New Yorkers if they vote for Trump. And half of them said, yes, Trump. They are losing the black vote. And this is why they always have to cheat the election. This is why they have to really cheat in the election, because the people are no longer with them. And you can see the deep state players, they are doing everything they possibly can to rig the system. George put this out and said, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has officially signed the worst election overhaul bill into law. This law will stop local officials from conducting recounts to investigate fraud. And when fraud occurs, they have to call on George Soros, DAs, and attorney general. Cheating in Michigan election is now basically legal because no one will get caught. Republicans should immediately sue because this law is unconstitutional. Michigan's constitution guarantees voters a right to a recount audit and specifically state that legislative actions can only expand voter rights. The right to have the results of statewide elections audited in such a manner as prescribed by law to ensure the accuracy and integrity of the elections. All rights set forth in this subsection shall be self-executing. This subsection shall be liberally construed in favor of voter rights in order to effectuate its purposes. Nothing contained in this subsection shall prevent the legislature from expanding voter rights beyond what is provided herein. Now, you have to remember how they play the game. They try to push these fake laws because they know they will stand until they are sued. And this is how the deep state players play the game. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place to counter all of this. I do believe this time around, they're not in charge of the election system. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in charge of the election system. Libs at TikTok put this out and said, immigration lawyer says Massachusetts is issuing driver's license to illegals. 19 states of the District of Columbia allow illegals to get driver's license. Today, 198 Democrats voted against a law which would require proof of U.S. citizenship to vote. Do the math. Absolutely. And that's exactly what happened. The D's, I think, except for five, they voted against the SAVE Act. Arrest all these people for treason. And they're trying to make the excuse right now that, hey, it's racist. The groups like the LGBTQ and the black and the brown groups, they won't be able to vote because they're too stupid or they're marginalized. This is absolutely ridiculous. So what are we seeing? We are seeing traitors everywhere. And this reminds me of Post 4620, July 31st, 2020. Traitors everywhere. Down below it says, your voice and your vote matters. Patriots stand united. Welcome to the revolution. Absolutely. Marjorie Taylor Greene on Telegram put this out and said, compare the bottom map that shows which state require photo ID to vote and states that do not to the top map. Democrats would lose far more elections if they couldn't cheat. Stop the Steal, require voter ID to vote. And we should require photo ID, voter ID. And that reminds me of Post 3556, July 30th, 2019. Prepare for voter ID equals voter suppression of minority vote. And that was the excuse the D's were giving. It's voter suppression of the minorities. But remember, you need to show your ID everywhere. This is just a small list of things requiring ID but not considered racist. Purchase of alcohol, cigarettes, opening up a bank account, getting food stamps, getting welfare, getting Medicaid, Social Security, job, mortgage, unemployment, hunting license, fishing license, house, apartment, house, condo, drive a car, rent a car, buy a car, register a car, rent a hotel, motel room, buy an M-rated video game, boarding an airplane, getting married, purchase a gun, purchase ammo for a gun, adopt a pet, get a prescription, donate blood, pawn shop transaction. And this just a little bit. Are these all racist? No, absolutely not. Who are the only people that don't have an ID to show that they're a citizen? Oh, that's right. It's the illegals. Remember, voter ID law equals the death of the D party. What we're watching is the boomerang suicide right now. And yes, you're watching those individuals who are treasonous to this country. You're watching and you're looking at the traitors right now. Trump actually put them in the spotlight and everyone now can see this. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots, this is why they've done this. Because the people must understand who the traitors are and the people must accept paper ballots. They must accept photo ID or voter ID. Because I do believe when the deep state realize that they can't win in this election, what are they going to do? They're going to actually try to delay it, which then is going to activate and initialize other things, which I do believe that's going to bring in the military. It's going to bring in paper ballots. It's going to bring in voter ID. And the deep state players, they're going to be trapped in all this. So how are they going to do this? I do believe as they're bringing us to war, they're going to attack the national infrastructure. And what's very interesting, coming out of KOCO.com, cyber attacks threat water systems infrastructure warns EPA. The Environmental Protection Agency is warning of an increase in cyber attacks on local water systems across the country. The Environmental Protection Agency is warning of an increase in cyber attacks on the local water systems, threatening to shut off supply, damage critical infrastructure, and even change chemical levels at treatment facilities. The attacks so far have only caused minor disruptions, but the agency says the attacks have the potential of turning into major threats. So do you think they're going to be turning into major threats? Do you think they're going to be attacking the electrical grid? Absolutely. Remember, DHS is running war game scenarios on the water systems and on the electrical grids. So if the water system goes down, if the electrical grids go down, and our national infrastructure is being attacked, and we don't know if there's malware or something in the election system, even if we have intermittent power, they can make the case that we can't have the election because we can't use their computer systems. And they might say we have to delay it for a little bit. I'm not saying they're going to cancel it completely. They always like to say, this is temporary. Remember when we came off the gold standard? Well, it was temporary for 50 plus years. They're going to say it's temporary, and we're going to see if we can have the elections. We just got to put them off for a little bit. And I do believe this is when everything is about to change, because I do believe this is then going to usher in paper ballots and voter ID. Because again, if the country's being attacked, just like the EPA just warned of, and the DHS is having these war game simulations, well, that's a whole different scenario now, isn't it? How do we know who's in this country? We don't. How do we know if they're for America or against America? How do we know we don't have these individuals in here who actually perform the cyber attack? Can we trust using the computer systems? Can we trust not having people show up in person and proving that they're citizens? I think we're going to head down the path where people are going to have to show up in person. People are going to have to show proof of citizenship. I do believe the military is going to have to check, because this is a national security threat. This is our country that where we might be going to war. This is a national security threat at the highest level. Now, once again, this is a scenario. I mean, I do believe it will play out. But again, we could also have the too big to rig. just like Trump said. I do believe he said it to bring them down this path. But let's say the D's don't go down that path. Let's say the D's say, okay, we can't win. Let Trump win. Let him win by a small margin. And what we'll do is we'll have chaos. We'll get our illegals. We'll get the Patriot Front group, which is really the FBI and others. We'll put them out on the street. And after the elections, we'll have the Antifa, the illegals, on one side because they're very angry that Trump won. We'll have the Patriot Front group and the neo-Nazis on the other side and other people dressed up as Trump supporters that were really Antifa. And we'll start the battle out on the streets in multiple cities to say, hey, look, there's a civil war going on. And we'll have the fake news report on that. I do believe they will probably go down that route. I think they'll go down that route no matter what. If we have to use paper and Trump wins by a landslide and they don't certify it, I do believe we're going to see the same exact thing. So they're planning on having chaos. They're planning on going to war. They're planning, I do believe, on delaying the election temporarily, of course. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. When they bring the people out into the open in all the different cities, that makes it a lot easier for the military, the National Guard, and police to round them up. Because remember, we can appoint the local police as deputies of ICE, and they can round up these individuals. And it makes it a lot easier to round these people up when they're brought out into the open, doesn't it? Absolutely. And I do believe we are definitely heading in that direction. Plus, we already know that Trump, he's going to say a lot more now as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, he can usher in peace. So as they build the war scenario up, Trump, as an elected president-elect, I should say, he can then negotiate peace, which counters everything they're trying to do. And I do believe in the end, their plan, and I'm talking about the deep state plan, is not going to succeed. But again, they will fight and fight and fight. Even when Trump is president, they will not give up. It's not going to be like the next day or the next 3 months. All these people, they're done for. They will continue to fight, especially the unelected individuals. They will continue to fight. And yes, there will be operations, but they will fight and fight until they're all destroyed. But I do believe they will be destroyed. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.